Good morning. 9:48 a.m. Sunday, April the 14th, 2024. Blue sky day here on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. 60 degrees, yeah, 60. Nice breeze. Sun is warm. I'm wearing too much shirt. But yeah, I'm out, I'm walking. Been a while. Been a hot minute, as they say. There's a sign up here, sir, but it says sidewalk closed. Dog shook off his harness. Detour. The sidewalk is pretty much closed. I think it's actually dug up. I saw the. I went around the intersection. The stop sign I usually go by is. I still walked by it, but it's pulled out by the roots and laying beside the fence. So, yeah, it's not there at the moment. So, hi. What have I been doing? Not much. Reading. Scott Baron. I'm still reading Scott Baron. I think I was reading Scott Baron the last time I talked to you. Charlie. Dragon Mage. Charlie Dragon Mage, or Dragon Mage Charlie, or whatever it is. I don't know how many of these I've read. 8, 9, 7 maybe. I don't know. High literature? Not in the least. Excellent writing? Technically better than some I've read. Every time he hops ahead, I go, what? I'm pretty sure the perception is that this is omniscient point of view, but what it is just basically going from one head to another. Transitions are not necessarily very smooth. And yet, I keep reading them. They're fun. A fun story, fun book. Fun books to read. I don't really know how much of it is inertia, how much of it is not wanting to go start digging through the sample pile again. It's growing. My sample pile is growing quite large again. I need to spend some time going through and catching up with some old friends like Deanna Chase and Jerry Boyd. And I haven't read any Glenn Stewart in forever. Maybe check in with Dave Walsh. I keep looking for new authors because I keep looking for new people I can recommend. I'm looking for new recommendations I can make on the blog, on the newsletter. that's on top of mind today because I've got to put the newsletter out tonight for publication at like 1 in the morning tomorrow. What are these people doing standing blocking the sidewalk? Give them a wide berth. Morning. Morning. Keep the shade as much as I can because the temperature is not really warm. The wind out of the mountains has made things really uncomfortable in terms of the ambient temperature. And the ambient has been pretty good. High 40s, low 50s. But the wind coming down off the mountains is so cold. Holy crap, it's cold. And even though it's not very much wind, the difference in temperature is pretty staggering. What the hell? Somebody's got a clothesline running. A lot of denim. Perhaps bleaching it in the sun. I haven't seen a clothesline in years. That looks ugly. Part of the street dug up down here, the side street. Sidewalk closed, I dare say. Lots of paint marks on the sidewalk. I can only assume that there's going to be more diggy-diggy. Diggy-diggy hole. So I lost the last couple of days to Ark Survival again. The Ark Survival Ascended finally dropped a second map. So Scorched Earth is out. And trying to figure out how the new map works compared to the old map. It looks a lot like Ascended. The landscape is denser. I keep running into red marks because I did not buy the DLC for Western. I found my first Oasisaur. In theory, they're tameable, but not without the DLC. Having a railroad might be fun, but not quite ready to build my own saloon yet. Not my fave. I love the map though. I love this map. I've always loved Scorched Earth. It's so difficult. Learning to deal with the temperatures after playing on the island. I played on the island for so long. Then I went to Ragnarok and played on Ragnarok for forever. Because Ragnarok has pretty much everything on it that you need. So it made building the bases pretty straightforward. I had everything on the map that I needed to build the base that I wanted. And unfortunately, a lot of the things that I usually like to have don't exist on this map. They don't exist in this iteration of Ark Survival. The automation is severely lacking. I've managed to get myself some dung beetles and some Oviraptors and taking care of some of the routine. But no gardener? Picking the crops is not, you know, a big time sink. But I really miss the inventory management tools. Being able to have an omni tool? One of them that allowed me to manage inventory by going by the inventory name and looking for a source, putting it all in a destination, and then punching a key. Coming up on Get Ready, Stay With Me, Monk Post. And I particularly miss it because the only way to find something now is to go look in all of your containers. And, man, a lot of containers. Stacking mods have helped a little bit, but the vanilla storage solutions are less than optimal. So I've been playing it, not hating it, but not exactly synced into it. Built my first base, put in a greenhouse. I need to find some bees so I can get some honey. Either that or steal a hive from one of the five that I have sitting over on the island, which is eminently doable. Might do that. Oh, that's pretty. Let me see if I can get a picture of that. Crab apple blossoms. I think they're crab apples. I saw the first grape hyacinth out this morning. That's usually one of the first bulbs to flower in the spring. There's one daffodil here, one primrose there. The garden that I usually look forward to every day is still got a lot of green, a lot of green fronds coming up, but so far not a lot of blossom action. That's interesting. A barrier of stumps. Weathered blocks of wood. quite attractive actually. How are my lilacs coming along here? The trees still aren't showing a lot of leaf. The lilacs are leaving up good though. Not seeing... Those new buds or old buds? I can't tell. I think they're old buds. Definitely old buds. So I also put in some rainy time this morning. Yay! And playing with fountain pens has really spurred me to write. I have the pen, I have to write something. And I've been doing a lot of notebooking. I have a really nice Mnemosyne A5 spiral. Come on, get out of the way. And I use it for general notebooking. I have ideas about this, that, or the other thing. So I... whatever happens to strike my fancy at that point is what I post in the notebook. And I'll write a page. I'll go back through and look at the old pages and mark them up a little bit. Eventually I go through and kind of summarize them and rephrase them and look at them in different ways. I'm trying to cross off all the obvious. All of the too predictable. These I think are dogwoods. They are beautiful. They've actually started to go by. This dogwood blossoms all over, petals all over the sidewalk. That's what I get for skipping a walk for 2 weeks. However long it's been. But what always worked doesn't. I think I've mentioned that before. Pantsing isn't really working for me. But I started filling the story in. Trying to find the link between Roger and the cat. Because Roger is still... the main character. And the cat is the cat is the wizard. Where Shackelford had the problem before, and Roger was the solution, we have a different paradigm because Roger is perhaps not the solution, or I don't have a non-magical problem for the house to deal with so that there is a reason for a magical cat. A talented animal. Roger has a problem because without talent, he's unaware of what might be amiss. So it's an interesting conundrum in terms of storytelling. It's what is the story that I'm trying to tell? And I'm not really sure. Still, I have some ideas. I have so many ideas. None of them want to come together. Oh, little violets. Right beside the sidewalk here. None of them want to come together to form a story, and that's where I'm kind of stuck. But we'll start filling it in, and we'll see what the filled-in portions suggest. I can always change it later, but I can't change what's not written. Nora Roberts or Irma Bombeck or somebody, you can't edit a blank page. So we'll see how that all works together. But I need to be a little more... I need to feel a little more proactive. I need to feel like I'm not just drifting. I was doing well for a couple of weeks and then sort of lost the beam. I need to feel like I'm doing well again. Moment by moment, building momentum. Bunch of kids on the playground equipment. These little crab apples just beginning to blossom. The newer ones in particular are still just budded. The older one has got a few blossoms showing up. These old ones are in full bloom. They're gorgeous. And the sister willows are looking good. I wonder if I can get a picture of the sister willows. Not if I don't unlock my phone. There we go. Picture. Fascinating listening to me staring at this, trying to see it in the bright sun. Sister willows and some crab apples in bloom. Pretty flowers. Nice. Lots of dandelions. Grass is greening up. My lawn is looking greener. The dandelions are all along the sidewalk. They're everywhere. And there's some sort of mutant something or other growing in the middle of my lawn. Something that doesn't look friendly. Not exactly sure what it might be. I wonder if it's still there. I don't know where it would go, but yeah, it's still there. A naturalist was not very helpful. A looks like the beginning of a cabbage. I don't know if it's some kind of skunk cabbage or... something else. Anyway, oh look, I'm at the back gate. Because tomorrow, well, tomorrow's another day. And I suppose with any luck at all, no, I'll talk to you then.